This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch multiple development projects in Assam today. He arrived at Golaghat last evening. Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state-of-the-art Lashit Barfukan Police Academy and lay the foundation stone for housing projects of the Police Academy in the presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma and Union Minister of Port, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal at Dergaon in Golaghat district. This afternoon, the Home Minister will visit Mizoram to take part in a function related to the relocation of the Assam Rifles base from the heart of Aizawl city to Zaw Khaw Sang. Union Minister for Railways, Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav will arrive in Chennai on a day-long visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate a new campus of Z-Work Electronics at Tiruvallur. Mr. Vaishnav will also visit the Hyperloop pod and interact with the team at Thayur campus of IIT. He is also scheduled to visit the Centre for Innovation in the evening. India's call for more inclusive fight against bigotry that takes on religiophobia, targeting hatred of all religions. Expressing concern over violence against places of worship and religions, India's permanent representative P. Harish said that India strongly believes that the path to meaningful progress in fighting bigotry lies in acknowledging that religiophobia in its various forms threatens the fabric of a diverse global society. He said this at a General Assembly commemoration of the International Day to Combat Islamophobia. He said virtually every major faith has a home in India, which is the birthplace of four world religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism and Sikhism. Mr. Harish said that fostering a world free from religious discrimination, hatred and violence has been a way of life for India since time immemorial. He underlined that all countries must commit to equal treatment of all their citizens and not practice policies that promote religious discrimination. Former central banker Mark Carney has been sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Canada. 59-year-old Carney replaces Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who was in office for 9 years. Governor-General Mary Simon, the personal representative of King Charles, who is Canada's head of state, presided over the ceremony of the 24th Prime Minister in Ottawa yesterday. The new cabinet of 13 men and 11 women was sworn in, smaller than Trudeau's 37-member team. Addressing his first press conference after his cabinet was sworn in, Mr. Carney said that Canada will never become a part of the United States. He said that Canada is fundamentally a different country. He said that Canada expects respect from America and U.S. President Donald Trump. Mr. Carney has said that he is ready to meet with Mr. Trump if he shows respect for Canadian sovereignty.
Well, personally, I've been clear. The ministers behind me, I think, to an individual, when asked, have been clear that we will never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, be part of the United States. America is not Canada. Look at the ceremony we just had. You could not have had that ceremony in America.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 30th of March. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit the ideas and suggestions for the program through toll-free number 1-800-117-800. They can also share the input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 28th of this month. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the news on AIR mobile app. Today is World Consumer Rights Day. It is celebrated on the 15th of March annually to serve as an essential reminder of the need to uphold consumer rights and protection. The day is also an opportunity to promote the basic rights of all consumers and encourage those rights to be respected and protected. In Jammu and Kashmir, the weather department has said that light to moderate rains will continue during the next 24 hours, accompanied by snowfall in scattered areas. The weathermen predicted that light to moderate rains will lash Jammu and Kashmir in the coming days. Moving on to Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to lock horns with Mumbai Indians in the title clash at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.